Lexington, 125. Feel sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for my man. Hey, white boy, what you doing uptown? Hey, white boy, you chasing all women around? Sir, it's furthest from my mind. I'm just looking forward to a dear friend of mine. I'm waiting for my man.
Yeah! Welcome to the Basement Shuffle. My name is Kevin. With me, as always, is Andy Dorsey.
Hello. How are y'all out there?
Tonight, we're talking about friends, buddies, pals. And we're joined by two of our friends, Scott Harsha.
Hello.
And Danny Albin.
Yeah, baby. That's right.
And we just heard Waiting for the Man. Is that the way to say it? Waiting for the Man. Yeah, I got it right. Waiting for the Man by Velvet Underground. And I love that song.
All right, whose pick was that?
That would be me.
Okay, so you need to tie that into buddies.
Okay, yes, I'm glad you asked me that. So, this, I hope we can talk about this subject.
Okay.
It involves drugs.
No! We cannot talk about that.
Oh, okay.
No.
Anyway.
Spill it.
So, I think, you know, when you are partaking and trying to find and locate said paraphernalia, you should become... You know, buddies, friends with your dealer. You know, you should, it should be someone you should call. You're doing business with them.
Yeah.
You know, you should get kind of tight with them, I think.
Someone you can trust.
Someone you can trust, right?
Right. The man.
Yeah. So, what's the line? He's got $26 in his hand.
That stuck out to me, too. I wonder what he's buying with $26 and how much that gets you. In 19, what do we think this is? This came out in 67, right?
Yeah.
So what would $26 get you the equivalent of in 1967?
A lot. I'm sure.
You think
depends
so?
On what you're trying to get,
dude,
right?
1967?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What are you getting? Some Black Beauty, some pills? You're getting some LSD?
Some lewds?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mind altering.
I believe he has a song on the same album called Heroin.
Oh, man. Andy, you've noodled it through.
I think Andy's spot on.
But how much heroin did he get for $26? You think he got a...
He got enough for Friday night.
Yeah, he did.
That's a fantastic answer.
Yes. You're probably spot on.
Too bad it's Saturday. But, yeah, love that song.
Great
love
song.
Love that album.
Great song.
Yeah.
The debut album, Velvet Underground with Nico.
Yes.
That song does not feature Nico.
Thank God.
You're not a fan?
I do like her songs.
I do like her songs, too. She has a voice that is an acquired taste.
Yes.
She's very, a femme fatale.
Very, she's, I believe, from Austria, and so it's a very heavy Austrian accent and very monotone.
Yeah, what gave that away? The blonde hair or the blue eyes?
very Aryan. Not only Austrian, but Aryan, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, wow.
Better watch out.
All right.
Better watch out, that femme fatale. She's going to do something. I forget the fucking lyrics. Anyway, great song.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, man. How you guys doing? Doing all right?
Dude, we're doing great, man.
Yes, we
doing
are. Good?
There's nothing better than sitting here with you guys and being a part of this tonight.
I heard you guys went to a distillery today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had a few martinis before we pre-gamed for this.
Well, then you're in the right place.
Yeah, as I'm sitting here staring at three beers on deck just so I don't have to get up.
Yeah, shit,
this is going to be a great night.
You want me to put those in the cooler for you?
No.
You want easy access.
I want easy access.
Danny is the opposite of me. I want mine cold.
Yeah, I just want them. I don't care if they're hot or cold.
As long as they're
if I want a cold one, I'll head down to the morgue.
As long
grab
as
one of those.
Wet.
You're gonna grab a dead body?
Yeah. You never went down to the morgue to pick up a cold one?
No.
Damn.
I haven't.
You haven't lived.
That sounds like a real like street.
Okay,
joke.
If you haven't went with me, then this whole friend buddy thing, we need to reevaluate. This.
It's in question right now.
If you go with me, then we're on the list, man. We're friends and buddies. No, we're having a good time. Thanks for having us, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Absolutely, very nice, man, that you asked. That
was man.
Humbled.
Oh, please. This is
no, seriously, man.
Nobody listens to it. It's cool.
Fucking we're just Kevin and Andy, man. Of course, we're humbled to be here, man. You guys have a stellar operation.
We are glad to have you guys here with us, also. So the honor is Kevin and I.
Welcome, friends.
Thank you.
Yay.
I guessed it on your podcast a couple of months ago, Danny.
Yes, you did.
You are a co-host of. Let me turn that timer off. And you're a co-host of the Southern Maryland Guitar Gurus show.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right.
With your co-host Danny Harsha.
Yeah, Scotty's brother, right here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Small.
The
world.
Two Dans.
Yeah, we just turned three.
Oh, really?
We just turned 3 years old.
Well, so this month or
in October.
Yeah. Oh, okay, sweet, man.
So yeah, it's chugging along. You know what I mean?
Right on, man.
So it's always good to be on somebody else's show, and I love this show. And I promise, as soon as this is recorded, I will listen to it. I will listen to it for the next couple of days.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that.
Promises.
Anywho. Any big news in the Southern Maryland music area?
Right now, I don't have anything I can spill the beans on, just because we're on hiatus right now.
I see.
I'm staying in the loop, but I don't have anything like groundbreaking to report on. There's nothing really going on.
Yeah.
People are getting back to regularity with playing, which is awesome.
Yeah,
I see that. You know, your band, the Gun, Runaway Guns, they're out playing.
Yes, we are.
And everybody's playing like normal right now. You know, I rejoined the Dynamos for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing regularly again. Everybody's back to normal playing. And it felt like a few years since it's been like that. Yep. But it's only been a year and almost 2 years coming up.
No, yeah, it's been 2 years.
When things got goofy.
Yeah.
But now it's good to see that there's schedules and there's people playing. And you look at these schedules every week of who's playing, and they're impressive. Everybody's playing right now.
Yeah.
And I find a lot of comfort in that. That's a good sign.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Well, cool. You said you're on hiatus.
Yeah, we're on hiatus. Probably the first of the year, I believe.
You take how long off?
Well, it's been a month since we've done an episode.
Okay.
And, you know, we bring an episode out every week. For 3 years, we've had one every week.
Hell yeah.
Taking off, you know, during, you know, the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, things like that. But we've kind of slowed down a little bit. We're taking a little time off. We decided not to come back till the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows that, but now you all know it. Anybody who listens to the Basement Shuffle is getting an exclusive right now.
Right on.
So
you heard it here first.
It's probably going to be about, you know, another, you know, after the 1st of January.
Okay.
And we should be back at it.
Cool, man.
If everything goes okay.
Kevin, when you edit this, can you maybe put in some sound effects when the news hits and it's...
Oh, yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Absolutely.
This just in.
Special report, yeah. All right. Cool, man.
I'm Dan Rather.
Let us listen to another song, and we're going to do...
I'm Isaac Hayes.
Who?
That was a Scott song, and
hello,
we're gonna
Kevin.
Do a.
I told that woman, man. Well, get your fine ass over here.
What? You guys are doing bits over here? What's going on?
No, Andy's doing bits.
Yeah,
over here.
That's not me.
And
that's not
he's me. Doing bits and pieces.
That was doing. You're doing a show underneath
Isaac Hayes
my show.
Is actually here, and that was him.
Mm. It's disturbing because he's dead.
I didn't hear the knock on the door.
No, Chef is dead. Isaac is alive.
Oh.
Hello, children.
No, Isaac.
Hello, Kevin.
I don't think so,
Isaac's
man.
Isaac's dead, man.
He's dead, son. I'm sorry to be the one to break the news. All
right. Oh, shit. We're going to have to console Andy for a while.
One of them is alive.
All right, let's play. We're going to play a Danny Aubin next. Here it comes.
Thank you for being a friend.
travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
I do want to thank you guys for being a friend.
Man, thank you.
It's a good tune.
I just now noticed that there was guitar in that song.
There's a lot in there, man.
Yeah.
Well, are you thinking about this song or the version that was on Golden Girls?
Probably the Golden Girls.
Yeah, which was a cover. I don't know who did it.
Okay. Yeah, it was some probably, you know, done in the studio, whatever. It's an incredible song, man. The original Andrew Gold song. The lyrics are powerful. I mean, you can really tell that whoever he wrote this for really was his real friend. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just has that feeling. That's how I feel about you guys.
Aw, shucks. Mm.
That's what it's about, man. If, you know, if you threw a party and, you know.
Yeah.
The biggest gift might be for me, unless it's in a box. Then it might be a big thing in the box. But but it's all true. I mean, you listen to the song and it's like, you really get that feeling of, whoever he's singing about, whoever he's writing about.
Thank you for being a friend.
He means it, man. He really means it.
He loves this person. Yeah.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah. It's that simple. Thank you for being a friend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Another wise man once said, thank you for letting me be myself.
Right. Oh.
That's true. Wow. I don't know what this has
friend,
to do.
A real friend would let you be yourself and still be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
Bam. Fist bump. ADDA, Ada, Andy Dorsey, Danny Albin.
That's our new thing, yeah, now. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Danny came up with that.
We just did a fist bump. We call that an attaboy.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it's a great song, man. It's a great song.
Good one.
It sounded like it was recorded in the 70s.
Well, it was, yeah.
Yeah?
It's but definitely it's a late 70s song.
Good 70s vibe to it, though.
I remember seeing him on Dick Clark, the American Bandstand or whatever. He was doing that on there.
Oh, yeah.
When I was a little kid.
Damn. What year do you think that was?
That was probably like 79.
God damn, how old were you then? Like 15?
Four.
Teen. In dog years.
Four.
Teen.
Yeah. Oh, shit,
man.
Kevin likes age jokes.
I know. He's a. What do they call that? He's an ageist or whatever. Yeah. He makes fun of old people. What do they call that?
Ageist.
I don't know. Yeah. An ageist, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a really good ageist. He gets me all the great shows. next week I'm playing a buffet at the American Legion. I'm on from 3:08 p.m. to 6 p.m.
I think the only time we had a younger guest on might have been John Mattingly. I could be wrong, but I think I'm usually the youngest dude on this podcast. So
that's
why I can
take
make these jokes
and find that he is the baby of the bunch.
There.
What
it
is that?
Did you hear that?
What is that?
That was great. That was great.
That's Sugar Hill Gang.
Oh, son. I've never heard anything
but Rapper's Delight from Sugar Hill Gang.
That's Rapper's Delight.
Oh, what?
Master G, the really dark-skinned short one that was skinny. He was the only small one.
Okay.
That's his rhyme.
That's why they couldn't call themselves the Fat Boys. It's his fault.
Because he was the skinny one.
He was the skinny one, yeah.
I think I have a couple of Fat Boys records at home.
I know I do. It's called one's called All You Can Eat.
Make fun with them all you want. They were bona fide hip hop legends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were good.
Didn't they cover a Delirious? They did a Delirious, which was written by Prince, right? Was that the Fat Boys? Not Delirious. That wasn't Delirious. They did a Prince song, I thought.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway.
I don't know how you would cover a Prince song as a rap group.
Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
I'm not saying it's. I can't see it in my mind. I can't see it.
All right. When we take a break, I'll blow your mind.
We'll research that
outside and anything else you need blown.
Oh, thanks, dude. wow. I remember. Did anybody see Disorderlies?
I had a few martinis, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Fat Boys, Disorderlies, yeah, right?
That's yeah, right. It was.
There was a song from that soundtrack that was written by Prince. I can't remember what it is. Because, you know, ageism, we're old. You invited a bunch of old people on your show.
And you can't remember anything.
No.
But I saw the movie, too, and I can't remember either, so.
I think maybe we should give out a phone number, and if anyone has the answer to that, they can call this number. And
I think that's bloody brilliant.
I'm not going to give it out.
I don't think that's a good idea.
This is a true test to see how many people listen to this show.
All right.
We're dedicating this to Rosie.
Go ahead.
Right. Well, also, I thought that we would take phone calls during the show.
We'll get to that. I'll get to the point where I can take phone calls. That'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah. He just needs about 12 more listeners.
The thing is, we're not.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, we're not live, though. So it's like.
We're live right now. We could tell people.
We're live to tape.
So I'll just send a message out right now. Call into this phone, and we'll get you on.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
The
you
basement
want
shuttle. The basement shuffle was
Who
recorded before a studio live audience.
No, they're gonna call me.
Well,
let's call.
Do you have any celebrities in your phone?
I do.
Who?
You have
Colin Hay. You got Colin Hay in there.
I could get him on right now. Probably.
How about Bruce?
I can get Bruce Thomas. On. Well,
yeah. Let's call Bruce
it's
Thomas.
After midnight in London, I can't do that to him.
Fuck
right
that.
Now.
He's a party animal. Sure. Bruce Thomas, the bass player from The Attractions. Elvis Costello and The Attractions. He's definitely up right now.
I guarantee he's up right now.
He's drinking tea.
I'm just going to send him. Are you up right now?
All right. Well, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on
call-ins.
Call-in.
But I would love for that would you I see what you're on to and I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Rosie. Mm-hmm. Office manager.
All right.
Whole lot of Rosie.
Whole lot of Rosie.
Oh, man, that's a good song, too.
Yeah.
What songs does AC/DC have any good buddy songs?
I'll Have a Drink on Me.
That's a good one. That's
I would say
a
it's a
one.
Buddy song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
A real buddy wouldn't try to give you alcohol poisoning, but maybe.
Depends
on
the buddy.
Or at least roll you on your stomachs after you're drunk so you don't choke on your own puke.
I hope he's talking about, like, buying his buddy a drink and not offering to, like, have him drink something off of his body.
Oh, like a body shot.
Like, have a drink on me. A body shot from Brian Johnson? You turn that down?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. From Jokey Smurf? There's no question.
Jokey Smurf. Jesus Christ.
He sounds like Jokey Smurf.
Now that you bring it up, he does. Shit.
You're ruined now.
I haven't thought about what the Smurfs' voices sounded like until now, and you're right. Yeah.
Brian Johnson's good for three things.
What's that?
Singing in AC/DC. Apparently something with race cars. Mm-hmm. And clearly he makes a lot of money when people eat the sushi off of his body.
He originated that.
You're right.
Everybody thought it was in Japan, but it was in Australia.
Oh, that's a good one, Scotty. That's a good one.
They're very progressive down under.
Did you have something to say, Andy? Let's play an Andy song. Here we go. Buddy X. What?
Who sings that? Anybody?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know. Is that Sheena Easton?
Well, no. Kevin knows because he was given the answer. But
well, yeah. But we don't know. Me and Scott are sitting here going,
There's a very famous trumpeter who had a son and had a daughter.
Louis Armstrong.
That got into the music business.
Okay. So Louis Armstrong's a trumpeter, right?
Yes.
Maceo Parker.
And the child of Louis
was
named.
Think of a last name of a
Joan
fruit.
Joan Armstrong?
Think of a last name of a fruit.
Yes. It was Sally Kumquat.
Wow. What was her brother's name?
Oh, he was
Johnny
Pomegranate.
Johnny Pomegranate.
That's pretty. I like this, but I'm right with Louis Armstrong, right? Mm.
No, sir. That's Armstrong Armstrong is not a fruit.
No, but he's a famous trumpeter.
His last name is named after a fruit.
Alpert. Herb Alpert.
And the Tijuana Brass.
And the Tijuana Brass. Yes, that's who it is.
Whipped cream.
You never had Alpert in your salad? You never had an Alpert
this
salad?
This is why I love Danny, because Danny will never surrender, dude.
I don't surrender, man. It's,
nah, all right,
I'm witty and I know
it. The fruit that
it.
We're talking about is a cherry.
Mm. Oh, Nina Cherry.
Now,
okay.
Who
that
is
his brother?
I was not in my buffalo stance, so I couldn't get it. Man.
Is Eagle Eye Cherry.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Stay tonight.
Exactly.
Find a break up Don tomorrow.
And the father was?
Don Cherry.
Don Cherry.
That's right.
Trumpeter.
These guys don't listen to jazz.
Do you remember the Saturday Night Show, but Don Cherry's Jazz Explosion?
But here.
It was on UHF like 38.
1938?
On Channel 38.
Yeah.
All right, here's the kicker for that song, though.
I want to hear it.
So that song was written about a very, and I do mean very famous, more famous than any of these people that I just mentioned, guitarist, singer.
Okay.
Name Buddy?
No.
Okay.
Did she date this fellow? I'm trying to think. She did not date this fellow. Mm. She wrote this song about a very famous person who cheated on his wife, and that's what the song's about.
Okay, famous guitarist, you said?
Famous guitarist.
Bernie Kessel.
Not a jazz guitarist, rock guitarist. Okay.
And what genre, like what time?
Slash.
90s, 2000s?
90s.
Lenny Kravitz.
My man.
Wow. Yeah. How'd you pull that one
out?
I'm smart. I'm the smartest fucking person in the room.
I mean, okay.
Damn!
That was a bold statement.
I'm just fucking kidding. I've had too much to drink, y'all. But I'm still right.
So apparently what had happened was they went on tour together because, you know, Nina Cherry was an artist coming up in the 90s too.
Yeah.
And she would watch him sign his credit card as Buddy X.
Mm.
And he'd bring some floozies up in this hotel room. And she was upset about it. She wrote a song about it. Apparently, and this is just a rumor, though. I don't know how true this is. One of the people that he was cheating on with was on the television series A Different World.
That's right.
And that was Cree Summers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but was he cheating on Lisa Bonet?
Yes, he was.
Of course he was.
Okay.
That's why they got divorced.
Oh.
Because she wasn't going for that. I mean, you know.
Mm.
Denise.
Yeah.
Mm. Denise.
Denise.
I told your mom.
I go with that Jewish guy.
Jesus Christ.
Does this look like
Jesus was not Jewish.
Does this look like a Gordon Gartrell shirt?
I love the fact
that you researched
the shit out of this song.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Wow, you have a lot of information.
I'm in fucking press, man.
Dude, we're in season two, man. He's learned a thing or two.
That is awesome, dude.
It's something that I knew that I've known for a long time.
Oh,
but
wow. Okay. How did you keep it in?
I haven't a clue, sir.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that kind of explosive information.
I'm having the best time of my life.
I guess lots and lots of practice.
Well, we know what that's like.
Were you a big Nana Cherry fan?
I liked her. The Buffalo Stance song was one of the ones that I didn't really like.
That's the only song I know.
I loved it.
Well, she did a song with Guru on her second album, which is what this is off of.
Okay.
And I really dug it. It's a short song, but it's called Sassy. Mm. That's the name of the track.
I think I remember that one. Mm.
And, you know, Guru is from Gangstar. And I just fell in love with the track. And so I went out and bought the album. Most of the album is actually pretty good. It's 90s sounding, so it's going to sound dated, but it's actually pretty good.
Huh.
I have a suggestion.
Yes, sir.
And please, if it's the worst idea ever, it's okay. Mm. But remember on WPFW, you like jazz music, so you know what I'm talking about. You probably have heard WPFW. You know how, like, after the song, the guy in that cool, like, smoker voice, he tells who's on the track? Y'all can kind of do
well, we would have to know.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, the dude
or we
knows.
Can make it up.
Yeah. We would have to know.
Right. That'd be kind
of
cool.
You're asking him to do a lot of work.
Okay. Well, that he had a lot of information.
Well, we actually did that on earlier episodes.
Really?
Where we would name some people, and then Mike was one of the early people that was, like, really impressed by that, which is why I think he kind of he felt like he needed to be intimidated to come on here, and I was like, nah, dude. You know? That's just roots. I mean,
we let anybody on here.
Yeah,
obviously.
Jazz was my roots. It's what I grew up with, and so that's why. And I used to read all these liner notes, so that's why I knew a whole lot about.
We do that.
Certain albums.
We do that, man. Yeah. You're among friends.
We are all the same in that. We still read liner notes. We still open everything.
So, like, after that song, I should have been like, that was Nana Cherry with Buddy X, Nana Cherry on vocals, Fat Albert Robertson on bagpipe accordion, James Mushmouth Mush on homemade bass guitar, Dumb Donald Parker on trombone, William Cosby on drums, his brother Russell Cosby on xylophone, Weird Harold Simmons on a harp made from bed springs, Bucky Miller on stovepipe organ, and Rude Rudy Davis on electric guitar.
And if you thought the guitar was good, because Rudy had money. He had money. Real guitar, Rudy.
That's so funny.
Yeah, right? Yeah. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, he was the only one that had a real fucking instrument.
And everybody else had to play trash.
Yeah, he came from money, had nice clothes and everything else.
Yeah, that's
true. What was he doing hanging out with those dudes?
They were buddies and friends.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, you see what I did there?
Yeah,
you brought it back. That guy's clever.
Or did I lead you to that conclusion?
Bumps that spike.
I think that was almost perfect how you did that. One omission. I'd like you to do it in that guy's voice from PFW.
Well, which one, man? There's like 20 different DJs.
He kind of sounded like Wolfman Jack.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Yeah, something
all
like
right,
that.
All right, all right. Cool cats and kittens. All right, here we go.
Yeah. That's it.
All right, we got a hot track coming up for you right now.
Mushmouth on the xylophone.
There you go. Get it, Kevin, get it. You got it.
Yeah, that's it.
You got it. I'll try to work on that, man.
Just a suggestion.
All right. You know. All right, let's play. I guess I'm up. We're going to play this right here.
Let me introduce myself to you. I'm just
Friends and Buddies by Milton Wright.
Kevin Jones just stole the show. That was the fattest track ever, dude.
It was funky. Exactly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
For all of you listeners out there, you know this. Now you see how this thing works, right? He gives you a topic. He calls us and goes, hey, come over, be on the show. We have a topic. It's called Friends and Buddies. He's already got the song picked out that has friends and buddies in the fucking lyrics, right?
Yeah.
And I heard that and went, oh,
that was
here
just
we go.
The smoothest thing.
It was
ever,
awesome.
Dude.
That was a great song, man.
That's the song that made me think of this topic.
And who is that again, Kevin?
Milton Bradley.
Milton Wright. Milton Wright with a W.
you were close, buddy.
Yeah, you were half right.
That was a fucking groove, dude.
Right? I heard that song and it was like.
Where did you hear that song?
It popped up on like a playlist that I was listening to. And
how long ago?
Maybe month or two.
That's nice, Kevin. That's nice.
That's right? Good, man.
Who did it remind you of?
I think it
just
had a Stevie Wonder kind of vibe.
Me
to
too.
It.
Me too. What were you thinking?
I wasn't wholeheartedly thinking Stevie, but it did have that 70s vibe. That just
maybe
that,
the synthesizer bass. Maybe yeah. There's something about it that sounds. I mean, I would almost. I didn't do a whole lot of research, but if I dug deep, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Stevie produced it or something.
Yeah, probably.
You know what I mean?
You're probably onto something there.
Milton Bradley.
I don't know if he ever produced anybody, but this might be the guy. But I do know this, that Milton Wright is he's a judge in Boston Municipal Court. He's also known as the singing judge, and he still performs throughout the country. And has done everything from rhythm and blues, gospel to opera. He has written a musical based
what
on
the
biblical book of Job.
Is rhythm and blues?
He's hold been it, busy.
What the
oh,
hell?
Oh God! Here
is
we go.
Rhythm and blues.
I said the wrong thing.
We've been over this before.
Oh yeah. Shit!
God bless
what
America.
What is rhythm and blues?
Yeah, what?
Haven't we gone over this before?
It's what the Rolling Stones are bad at.
There's no such thing.
Rhythm or blues or both.
Oh.
Oh, shit, I forgot. You're another Rolling Stones hater.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, we had Mark on last time.
Because apparently Paul McCartney and Roger Daltrey have joined my cause.
Yeah.
Recently. So,
what
yeah,
the fuck,
I've
man?
Been on to this before them.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with them, man?
They
why
heard
are
me.
They, like,
I sent them
out?
A message, and they went, you're fucking right, Albin.
So you've got Paul McCartney and fucking Roger Daltrey in your phone, and you won't call them? Jesus Christ. You know they're
we
up.
Have to have a different topic
hold,
for the
hold,
night.
Hold,
I'll,
hold
I'll
it,
get
hold
them
it.
On next time.
So have they come out lately and said that they despise Rolling Stones?
Not despise,
no,
but
they just called it like it is.
How is it?
Roger Daltrey said that if you heard the Stones, did he say if you hear them now or just
anytime?
He
said
any
they're
time?
Just a really bad pub cover band.
If you heard them and didn't know who it was, wow. It would sound like just an average bar band.
They're just a regular bar band.
Yeah, which is fucking
okay. And who,
true.
And who sold more records, The Who or The Rolling Stones?
We're not getting into this tonight. We're not getting into this tonight.
Well, were they claiming to be anything but the best band in the world?
I still have a lot of followers.
But the best bar
I'd
band
like
in
to
the
keep.
World?
Oh, that's pretty specific.
I don't want to come on the show and lose followers that I have worked for.
Nobody listens, dude. Go ahead.
Just don't
promote this episode on your show. That's all.
I was going to. I was going to promote this shit out of
it. But
this,
now,
man.
No more.
I'll tell you what. That fucking track was grooving. Hmm. And my brain was working. See, when I listen to songs, I do two things. Hmm. I take the left side and I listen to the lyrics. Hmm. Truth be told, I take the right side and I listen to the drums.
The drums.
I've always done it that way.
Okay.
And that dude, when that thing kicked in, he was he was hitting the rides and fucking all the bells and getting it.
Yeah.
And then when it kicked in, he fucking tightened it up.
Yeah.
And it really brought attention back to the lyrics while you're still feeling that fucking groove.
Oh, wow.
It was a great song. That's
cool,
how
man.
I listen to music.
That's
nobody
good
knows that until now.
Cool, man.
Now four of us know it.
It's so
this
soulful.
Is exclusive. All four of us know it because we're friends and buddies.
But, yeah, dude, that's good insight. I didn't know why I love this song so much, but that's a clue as to why.
It's really good.
Cool.
It's a good song.
I need
soulful.
I don't know why I haven't dug deeper into this because that song is just jamming, man. Because I would love to know like who's playing drums on that.
And now you're gonna look and find out.
I wonder if it's Weird Harold.
See what you did there.
Anywho, yeah, man.
Maybe it's Bunny Carlos.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Is he smoking a cigarette? Wearing a white dress shirt with short sleeve dress shirt?
He's not.
Maybe it's Buddy Guy on
looking
drugs.
Like he just doesn't care.
Oh,
Buddy.
Well, I think didn't
Buddy Rich.
Buddy
Rich. Guy on drums. Is it, did
Buddy
you
Guy
mean
on
Buddy
his
Rich?
Polka dot drums.
Did you mean Buddy Rich
no,
instead of Buddy Guy?
Buddy Guy play drums?
No, oh. Buddy Guy is a blues player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, blues guitarist.
Oh, I'm
But you fooled me for a second there. You were thinking of Buddy Rich.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Has anybody heard the tape that one of his band members made, like after a show? They're on the tour bus and he comes in and he's pissed off about the way they played. It's very famous. I guess nobody's heard it. I'll have to like insert it here.
Who are we talking about?
Kevin?
Buddy Rich.
Okay.
Apparently he was a flaming asshole.
And he was upset.
Just,
oh, what?
He was like,
Miles
yeah,
Davis
he was
too.
He was like on the bus, like dressing his band down and like going like, how the fuck are you going to play like that behind me, man? What are you guys doing? You guys are out there blowing fucking clams. You guys.
I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, I'll have
that's
to
on YouTube
it.
Or something?
Yeah, I'll have to look for it.
It's
maybe
probably
I'll,
everywhere.
I'll put it in here. But
so,
anyway.
So he was berating them is what.
Absolutely berating. Look up the definition of berating in Webster's Dictionary. I think they've got that recording in the book.
Oh, wow. It's a picture of Buddy Rich.
So right. it sounds like a halftime of a losing football team's locker room discussion.
Absolutely. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Does a chair fly? Do you hear?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, you like he rips the chair out of the bus and throws it.
This
at
is
the
what
drummer.
I figured your performance.
So, no, wait, not the drummer. He's the drummer.
So when we take our break, I imagine this show takes a break, right? I don't know.
Yeah, we're about to.
So,
what's up?
I've never heard the show, so do you take a break? So during the break, are we going to, you know, we're going to have this talk. We're like, don't Buddy Rich the rest of this fucking show.
You guys are blowing clams tonight. What the fuck's wrong with you? You're embarrassing me. Anyway, I got to go have a talk with my friends right now. We're going to take a break. Ba-doop.
You think I'm the only one that's going to work up there while you motherfuckers sit out there and clam all over this fucking joint? What do you think this is, anyhow? What kind of play do you think this is? What kind of miscues do you call this? What fucking band do you think you're playing on, motherfuckers? You want to fuck with me on a bandstand? Shut that fucking door. I'm up there working my balls off trying to do somebody a favor, and you motherfuckers are sucking all over this joint.
Take four.
One, two, three, four. In the middle of his life, left his wife and ran off to be back. Boy, it was sad. Bought a new car, found a new bar, and went under another name, created a whole new game. And the days went by like paper in the wind. Everything changed, then changed again. It's hard to find a friend. Hard to find a friend.
Yeah, Tom Petty, To Find a Friend, off of Wildflowers.
That's pretty cool.
I gotta be honest with you, Scott. When I heard that you were gonna do a song off of Wildflowers, I thought you were gonna do, what is that one? He has one, the last name is Green, is it Tom? Not Tom Green, it's...
Harry Green.
Harry Green, you
yes.
know, yeah.
I have the album with the extras, the stuff that didn't make the original version. That's why they put, I think, this one out.
And so
it's like Wildflowers and all the rest. So it's all the other cuts.
Right on. Because that was supposed to be a double album.
Yes.
And they pared it down to one. That's right. Are you telling me that Harry Green was an outtake or this was an outtake?
Harry Green was out.
Okay.
This was To Find a Friend was on the original.
Gotcha. Harry Palm was an outtake, too.
I take him out all the time.
Yes, yeah, so the documentary also just came out on the making of Wildflowers.
Oh, me too. On YouTube, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I think I saw like half of that. I need to watch the rest of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
It's a very powerful song when you really listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lyrics.
And the first verses, just with this, what Kevin played, resonates with me right now at this time in my life. And you really listen to it, it's actually kind of fucking sad, man.
Oh, man. Are you feeling sad?
Oh, of course.
Hard to find a
friend. Is a powerful song, man. And that's what music does. It invites or resonates depending on your current situation. And depending on how you feel at the time, it can be this, it can mean this to you or that to you. And that is a great choice, man.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Petty, just what a fucking songsmith, man.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best.
You know?
Yeah.
And when he said, like, you know, he found it, bought a new car, found a new bar.
Went under another name,
and things change again. Hmm. No matter what you try, things are going to change.
Yeah. Always changing. Everything's
a flux. You can't hang on.
It's powerful, man.
Yeah, man.
Wow. Great fucking choice.
You can't hang on, but you have to hang on.
Oh, that's...
You got to hold on to something, man.
It's like Confucius saying, right. You are a wise motherfucker.
Yeah. Did you have Chinese for lunch? Old, what was your fortune cookie
today? But you're wise.
Yeah. Man with hole in the pocket feels cocky all day.
What was the line from Dumb and Dumber? Old people.
Old people.
Yeah. No, old people...
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
That was
there
subtle.
Goes Kevin's ageism again, yeah. Showing.
Let's,
what
yes,
a great choice,
yes.
Scott. What a great choice.
Let's,
yes.
Do
awesome
we
want
to mention that I thought that I needed to bring the albums like to the...
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no,
yeah.
I think it's funny that it's...
So, so Scott Harsha has brought the actual vinyl.
Yeah.
Records.
We're looking at the records
and,
right now. On
they're really
table.
Cool. He's got the first track from the first artist, which was Velvet Underground.
Right here.
And he's got the album. And he's got the Tom Petty album also.
Yeah.
The Tom Petty album looks really cool.
But you only have two records, man. What happened? Originally, this was supposed to be a three song deal.
Right.
Oh, and then we switched it because we wanted to have Danny on. So what would you have brought if you were doing three songs?
That was the dilemma.
Oh.
So I thought I was going to get demerits because I couldn't, my third song was going to be the Golden Girls.
Oh, shit.
And I couldn't find the, I didn't know.
Do you have the vinyl?
I don't know if
Andrew
they ever
Gold?
Made it. I don't know if they ever made it.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
oh, that version, but yeah,
I have it on 45.
Okay.
I have it on a 45.
I didn't know
that's
that.
Where it sounds
I didn't know that existed. Gold. That version.
Nice.
I thought it was just the one that was on the show, so I didn't know where to go get the record.
What the hell?
Yeah. Again, that was a cover, and it was definitely a lady that sang it for the Golden Girls. I could not tell you who it is. And
Donna Summer.
It was June McClanahan. The sister of Rue McClanahan.
Yeah, cool, man.
Oh, I have a little bit of a Rue McClanahan knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, have you jerked off to
please,
her?
Please,
no.
Yeah, sex.
Because I have.
Wow, all right.
Who hasn't, man?
She was on the Star Wars Christmas special.
That's right.
Really?
Yes, yeah, she sang in the bar.
With Charles Nelson Reilly. Oh, God. Star Wars.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
That dude's hilarious.
Circle takes the square.
Just as herself or an alien?
B. Arthur was on that one.
Right, right.
B.
Yeah,
Arthur
right.
was on the Christmas.
That's right.
Oh, it was B. Arthur?
It was B. Arthur.
Was Betty White on it? Jesus Christ.
No, B. Arthur. That dude was great on that one.
Oh, come on, man.
He was awesome. He was Chewbacca's uncle.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because that was the whole the hey, name
of it. B is just an initial. Her real name is Baca Arthur.
Ah, right. Nice.
Right. Yeah. Also on the Star Wars Christmas special.
I don't know where I come up with this shit.
Yeah, cut him off.
Boba Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett.
For the first time, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Before they brought him out for Empire.
It was a cartoon.
And Yoda.
Oh, originally, that's right. Boba Fett was named Boba Fettish.
Oh, really?
And he shot the rocket out.
Mm-hmm. When he saw a Rue McClanahan. When he saw Rue McClanahan.
Yeah. Blanche.
Oh, Rue McClanahan was Blanche.
In my sights.
Blanche Devereaux.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I definitely watched every episode with my mom in the 80s. Man. Yep. Because, you know, I was allowed to stay up. It's like, you know.
Until you heard the MASH theme song. You're like, I should be in bed by now.
Yeah. No way they did not put MASH on after fucking Golden Girls. That's prime time fucking television. That came on at like 9 o'clock.
The Golden Girls only taught us one thing.
What's that?
That they gave us hope that when we're in our golden years of the late 60s and early 70s, we're still going to be hopefully active.
Banging? All right.
Remember the episode where the Betty White had a boyfriend that was married, and he banged him to death and had to call the guy's wife and let him know that she killed him in
Jesus
bed.
Jesus Christ. What?
That was a real episode.
She was an adulteress?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And she had to go explain it to the lady that she banged her husband to death.
So sorry.
Now, does that make you scared?
And then, like, the mom, Estelle Getty, was like,
is that going to be your future?
Yeah, no, you got a stiff in your bed. He was probably stiff last night, too.
Dude, they got raunchy on that show.
They did get raunchy. Yeah. Those women.
Yeah.
They probably didn't use any lube. They probably could just naturally get wet.
Wow, really?
I think so.
If you continue to be active, that'll happen.
Yeah, I believe there's still a legitimate snail trail.
And the word of today, folks, is gruel.
Oh,
gruel! Yeah, they still produce gruel.
Yeah, I think
Andy
there's a
Dorsey,
call.
You are a sick individual, sir.
Listen, if you guys want to take a call, we can take a call.
There's nothing sick about gruel.
No, have you ever seen it made?
Gruel is lovely.
Gruel is lovely.
I think I've made some myself.
Wasn't that part of that Eric Clapton song?
Gruel is lovely. Let it grow. Let it flow, baby.
Oh, God. Please, let's go to another song.
I have one other thing.
Okay, before we go, what do you got?
Before we get off the Golden Girls, I was very thankful the Golden Girls
like
the show
Golden
coming
Golden
on.
Girls. I still got another minute left with the Golden Girls before I get off. All right, sorry.
Go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say I was very thankful for the Golden Girls show coming on because it let you know when to turn the TV off.
Oh,
that's true. It is true.
You got up and like, oh, I'm done.
It is true.
And with that,
show was a classic, man.
Anyway, theme song made it a classic.
We're going to go to another Danny song. Here we go. You're a Friend of Mine by Clarence Clemons and Jackson Browne.
Good Lord, I was way off.
Who did you think?
I thought that was General Public.
Oh, not
it,
a bad...
It did have a feel of general public.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a bad guess.
It did, really. Like,
true, so I thought it
yeah,
was.
The happiness or whatever.
Tenderness.
Tenderness, yeah.
Yeah.
It had that feeling.
Reminded
right?
me of that
and
song.
It, yeah, I think they may have used like the same keyboard sound or something like that.
It
yeah.
might have been written by the same people who wrote that, because those two guys did not write the song.
We had sex.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm sorry, what?
Where the fuck did that come from?
What did you
no,
say?
No, we have not had sex. The night's still early. And
yeah.
You know, you are looking pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's, apparently it's a
lot of alcohol
it's a
tonight,
home run.
Folks.
You know, I've always said the best lubricant is diarrhea. So I had some tacos on the way over.
Oh, talk about gruel. All
right. So this video, this song, yes. I mean, that is like a friend
Big
buddy song.
Daughter.
You have to do yourselves a favor and watch the video. Uh-huh. You've never seen a bromance more fucking intense than these two guys.
Oh, okay. This, was that this song, Dave?
In each other's yeah. face,
right.
Pretty much nose to nose, mm-hmm. tongue to tongue.
Okay.
And they are so happy to see each other that they're letting like this girl film it. Daryl mm-hmm. Hannah was in the video. Filming it with her video camera, watching these two dudes have the, like the time of their lives.
Uh-huh.
Like they are just going to. That I mean, there's gonna be a tarp and Vaseline involved later.
Nice,
but I love the song. And here's what's gonna blow your mind about this choice. Mm. Not because it's a great upbeat song about friends and buddies, and they were friends and buddies.
But it was,
and it makes you feel like you think about who your friends are when you listen to this song. You're like, oh, I totally could just be like this with my friends and buddies. They might not be okay with it, but I'll try it anyway. So. And this, I have to read this because I knew about this, but I want to get it right.
Okay.
So back in 1986, the WWF back then, World Wrestling right, Federation, right. used this song yes. in a storyline between a feud with Roddy Piper mm-hmm. and Cowboy Bob Orton, culminating with a montage of their work together from 84 to 86.
Uh-huh.
It was like they used this song to watch them two go at it because they became friends after that.
Really?
Yeah. Cowboy. So this was the song they used to show them at odds with each other. But when it was over, they were, you know, they were tongue deep in each other's buttholes.
Nice. Cowboy Bob who?
Orton. You remember he had the cast for like, he wore a cast for like 18 fucking years on his arm.
No.
He really had a bad orthopedic doctor.
I remember Hillbilly Jim.
Well, yeah.
I remember... Jimmy Hart,
Cowboy
Mouth of the South.
Bobble.
I remember, I'm looking at him right now, and I kind of remember this guy. He seemed like he was kind of an also-ran, like, star of the WWF,
yeah,
right?
He was the muscle in Piper's Pit back in, after they got together.
Oh, that's why, okay.
After this song
yeah.
brought them together.
He was like the Steve to, goddamn, Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this wow. song, yeah, that song, there. You're a friend of mine, brought those two together in a way that just, oh
right.
my God, could Hallmark could capitalize on.
Now, was it like Steve where he didn't really talk on the show?
Oh, you no, just... he talked.
Oh, he did?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, he let people have it verbally. And
and you say know, there's a video out for this.
The video for this song, it will change your life.
Nose to nose.
Because if you haven't seen it by now, it changed my life when I was very young.
Oh, Lord.
I realized wow. at a very young age that it's okay for two men to be that close.
Okay.
Nose to nose, cheek to cheek.
Nose to nose, tongue
butt
to tongue.
Butt.
Yeah, butt to butt.
Everybody bust a nut.
Wow.
There it is.
What song is that? Who sang that?
Speaking of friends and buddies, who's your friend?
It's off of Crank Yankers.
Sure.
It's a TV show.
Okay. So that's I love that song, and I know you guys expected nothing less than for me, right? I would
of
imagine.
Of course not. No, no. So. You've made me watch that video before.
Yes.
And I was like,
yes, you have made us watch that
yeah,
video.
We were watching. I remember that yeah. a couple years ago. I said, you got to see this. And then halfway through, you looked over and you went, pull your pants up, dude.
I remember that.
All right, I got to see this video for myself.
He'll show it to
after
you
the
later.
Show, you're going to watch this. We're all going to watch it.
Now, is it worse or better than Dancing in the Street?
It's worse. Mm.
Great question.
I find
because
that hard
we had
to
this
believe.
Conversation pre-show with Andy saying, you know, Dancing in the Street was pretty hardcore as far as a bromance goes, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I find that hard to believe.
This
dude.
Blows that out of the water.
All right, we're
I mean,
definitely going to have to
blow,
I shouldn't.
Blow yeah. being the operative word.
Yeah, and this in this day and age, I mean, we're in 2021. November 2021. I shouldn't say worse. I should say hotter. Is it hotter? Than...
Oh, it definitely.
The climate.
Every time I watch it now, I still have a little
hot
movement
in here.
I still have a little movement when I watch it. Mm. So yeah, it's hotter. All right, it's hot.
Check
this
out. Now
it's hot.
You mentioned that Daryl Hannah is in the video. She's filming those guys getting along, and I noticed there's a female background singer in that song.
Is her on the record. It's Daryl Hannah on the record.
Not bad.
All right. Yeah. I mean, y'all had to bring it up, man. Look, I hate to say this, but I just got to confess this, dude.
Yeah.
Daryl Hannah was hot, but she is so creepy now.
Really? Yeah. Why do you say that?
And I do mean creepy.
I mean, to be honest, I was hot in the 80s. I'm not, yeah. We all didn't age well, buddy.
That whole whistle song in Kill Bill.
Yeah.
And she's bloody.
Oh, yeah.
I used to hate.
I thought she looked good.
The fact that.
I'm
okay. But I seen her titties.
Okay.
If I seen titties.
I'm not hearing anything bad yet.
If I seen titties on a bra.
I smiled.
I cannot see blood on the same girl.
Oh,
no.
Because that's just.
You don't mix your sex with violence.
Well, no. Titties and blood do not mix.
No, the blood should be further down. Than
God. Damn.
I see where you're coming from.
I have a comment about Daryl Hannah
yes.
in this video. I think other than what Danny pointed out about the video, this is what I took from the video because it was 86. So it really shows you how little money she made on Splash.
Oh, yeah, no shit, man.
Ron Howard, you bastard. Didn't pay the cat. No, it all went to Tom Hanks.
Now, everybody knows I mentioned on every episode that I didn't have cable. And the only, this really doesn't have anything to do with cable because I saw Splash on VHS. Can anyone else name, besides Kill Bill, a Daryl Hannah movie?
Yeah.
What?
She was in one with Harrison Ford, but I can't.
Yeah,
think
was,
of the
she
name
was
of
in
it.
Blade Runner.
Oh fuck! Yeah, you're
that's
right.
It.
With William Sanderson, who I could call right now and get him on the phone.
Oh
if you'd like
shit!
To talk to
let's do that. Where does he live? Is he on the
He's
West Coast?
He's in Pennsylvania.
Ah, that's not the West Coast.
Have no. him call Rosie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Daryl Hannah was in Blade Runner. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I should have known that. You're right. She had the black the bar across her
black guy
eyes. Yeah.
Yeah. She awesome. Had the yeah.
Yeah.
She was Rosie.
Oh girl.
Oh Rosie.
So I think they used a stunt double when she did all those backflips in that one scene. But
yeah.
It could have been her. I don't know. She might have trained for it back then.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she's a good singer.
Goddamn,
she could have been
like 6'4".
She could have done her own stunts.
She's a tall woman.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Hannah, this is for you're a friend of mine.
Yeah, this is to you.
What's the island that Wonder Woman's from? Maybe she's from there.
Is she Amazonian?
Yes.
So yeah. She might be Amazonian.
Amazonia? Is that what it was called?
I don't know the island, of Amazonia? But they're called Amazons.
Femascara.
We need somebody who likes comic books.
It's called Femascara.
Femascara.
Okay.
Do we know anybody that likes comic books?
Yeah.
Nick and I.
Oh. All right. And you're saying it's Femascara?
I used to like comics till I found Hustler.
And I like the comics in there, too.
And the comics in there are gold.
They're
yes.
pretty good.
Well, can't you get the, in comic books, can't
Chester
you get,
the Molester.
What's that Japanese, the way they,
Anime?
Anime. Can you get porno anime? Mm-hmm.
Did you
oh my
just
God,
ask?
Yes. If you yes.
I'm sheltered.
Said, did you just ask?
Wow, dude. You don't look at the internet at all, do you?
Not a lot.
Stream them shits.
Wow. Good. Not that I'm into it, but I've definitely seen it. I mean, it's so prevalent in that genre that
yeah.
it's
yeah.
like.
It is wild.
I think I'd like to see it now.
Okay. Right. Check it out. Type
show,
in.
We're gonna check it out.
Type
post
in
show.
Manga tentacle, and you'll.
Yeah. And the girls make all kind of.
We'll
weird
use
noises.
My phone. It's already compromised.
Perfect.
Who are we on? We're on Andy.
Oh.
Oh, which bam. I have to go to a different media source to play.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
because Andy comes up with some crazy old.
The song he wants is only available on 8-track.
Yes.
Deep cuts.
Yeah, we're going to have to
deep
thread
cuts.
Up the old tape on the 8-track and play this.
Turn that shit off, man! What's wrong with you, man? You know we got a party, man. Get the other record.
Here we go. Here we go.
And the track. I'm on
please, and that rock got a lot like a crooked cop.
Now, it's that rock, you all remember me? You got your bitches south from off the TV.
I score M's and A's all days, my essays are felt worldwide. We like four planets on the mic, a line to raise the tide. All in today's game, baby, baby, be glad for these claims.
Yes, when I was nine, I played for slime. Got rhymes galot, got rhymes galime. I got a million like rhymes, leaving you stung. I got my own crew called the Nasal Tongue.
Yo, take a few of these B-boys and call me in the morning. Okay. Keep it on the crusty eye, bagel with some butterflies. Spit gritty like we in MCA. Voice box, y'all pulling my ox, don't fit the mix.
It be some classic material, kid. Got the Comcast blowing the lid.
You get plush off the rack and buy plenty of more. We got them by the stack. Got us fucking all over the world.
For all the fly fellas and all the fly girls. You can't get enough when we're serving this.
Squat.
Yeah.
Squat. We just did that like the fucking Beastie Boys right there.
Guys were on point, man.
Did y'all practice?
You're in the wrong business. Yeah. You're in the wrong business.
So the reason why I picked that song is because it's a little known fact that De La was very good buddies with the Beastie Boys.
Right.
Specifically Ad Rock and
Mike D.
Why
not MCA?
They loved MCA too. But he was doing some other project at the time, and, you know, he just he wasn't on that track.
Maybe he was working with Nathaniel Hornblower at the time.
Oh, my goodness. Kevin said that.
Well, you guys aren't familiar with Nathaniel Hornblower?
Yeah, that's what I go by.
That was his alter ego as a director.
Yeah. That's,
Yeah. Where he had the lederhosen and shit.
Oh shit! Okay,
you guys remember?
Yeah, I vaguely.
You guys remember? You guys remember?
Wow.
Remember? Remember berries?
I remember.
Good song, dude.
Yeah, it was. What's the friends and buddies context?
Or did you already explain that I wasn't listening?
Well, like I said. Yeah, you weren't listening. You're a drunk.
Oh, come on, man.
I'll listen back to the show when it premieres. Trust me.
He won't.
Beastie Boys specifically were good friends with De La.
That's what, you've already said that.
Beasties
dude.
Were, well, you asked me, and so I'm now critiquing or I'm
explaining.
So they were buddies and friends. And
whereas, so Beastie Boys were from Brooklyn, and De La was from Long Island. But they merged finally, and I want to say that I believe this is the first time that they collaborated.
Oh, sweet. And they didn't choose anybody from the other three boroughs while they were at it?
Yeah, come on, man.
Nah, man.
Exclusivity.
They weren't feeling...
Nobody from Queens they couldn't fucking invite Johnny Ramone?
They weren't feeling Wu-Tang or any of them
if
other
If it was
groups.
Christmas time, could this, somebody said, I'm from Hollis.
I thought Wu-Tang was from Strong Island. No? Am I wrong?
He said Long Island.
Yeah, but De La Soul is from Long Island.
I don't think Wu-Tang is from...
Staten Island. They're from Staten Island.
Yeah, I believe
that's
they're
different.
Yeah.
With the Impractical Jokers.
They're from Shaolin.
Yeah, they... Yeah, that's different. Right?
All the Impractical Jokers are from Shaolin?
No, Staten Island.
Oh.
I think.
Excuse me.
At least that's what they say, I think.
I hate to admit that I like that show. My wife loves that show.
It's funny.
And when it's on, I do enjoy it. But for some reason, I won't put it on if I'm alone and like it's on. It's just one of those things that's just always on. It's just like, I can catch up with this.
Which show
are
we talking about?
Impractical Jokers. Have you ever seen it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, that show is bomb. Bomb diggity.
I understand. If it's on, you'll watch it. Right. But if you're alone, you're gonna watch the adult version, Impractical Pokers.
Now, Kevin,
Kevin, you're tracking with me.
Kevin, you know from texting me all the time during the daytime, and I don't text you until I'm like punch out. First thing I do when I get home is cook whatever I'm gonna have for dinner, grab a beer, and I watch television. The show that I generally watch. It's Practical Jokers.
Really? Oh, nice,
when I'm having dinner every night.
Nice. That's why you're not answering my text. All Monday right, now I know.
No. I answer your text when I get off work before I go home.
So what is what does this dinner look like?
Well, what are you cooking?
I mean, first thing I do when I get home is take a shit. I don't cook dinner.
Shit.
So if you're coming straight home, I'm cooking my dinner first thing I do.
What is it?
Well, I
what are you having?
Would
man?
Like to take my shit before I get in the shower, and that happens around 10 o'clock.
Oh, you shower the night before. You're one of those fuckers.
I shower at night. I don't shower in the morning. If
I
you're asking me that.
I shower in the morning. I shower in the morning because usually when I wake up, my shorts are stuck to me.
I hear
it's easier to.
Yeah, clean but up if you showered the night before, would they be stuck to you?
Yeah. Oh, why don't you try sleeping in the buff?
Maybe. Because in the blanket, it'll be stuck to me.
You didn't see that coming.
So here's what you got to do. Whack off, then shower, and then go to sleep.
Oh, is that what you do?
No.
Oh.
Well, okay. In
when
fairness,
I get home,
in the
I'm
morning,
drinking.
The only thing I skip is
when I get
going
home,
back to sleep.
When I get home, I'm drinking. There's no way I'm going to try to whack when I'm after I've had
You never had a drunk whack? Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Or you're like, you're giving yourself a pep talk.
Sure.
Come on. Come on. You can,
sure,
get,
I just
you
have,
can do this. You can do this.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever
exactly,
had whiskey
exactly.
dick with yourself?
I just
yes,
have, I just have an hour and a half to kill before I can bust a nut. Yeah.
Jesus, I can usually get it done
Wait.
Within the first commercial break
have
of different
Have you been drinking?
Have you ever jerked off
no.
during Impractical Jokers?
Where you just keep it running
well,
while it's on.
If I did, it would be an impractical joke.
On that note,
don't ever invite me over again.
This is the
Ooh.
Worst.
Dude, are we done?
No, Kevin, you have
No, I'm still trying to get it going here.
We have one more song.
I still have to shower.
Yeah, I kind of want to keep going. You guys want to do an alternate? Let's take a break and talk about it.
Yo, son. Word is bond. Do you need a haircut? Has it been a fortnight? Do you like it high and tight? Come to Ace of Fades. That's Ace of Fades in White Plains. Just down the street from the paddock, in between Sizzler and the Golden Corral. Ace of Fades. Ace of Fades. Even if you just want to shape up. Ace of Fades. Phone number 301-331-3011. Ace of Fades.
Accidentally Like a Martyr by Warren Zevon off of Excitable Boy. Why did you pick that, Scotty?
Just because I like that song a lot.
What is it? It has nothing to do with friendship, does it?
Well, yeah. If you listen to the lyrics, you know, he's definitely heartbroken. He's hoping that his special buddy was going to call him because he said the phone don't ring.
The heart gets harder.
Yeah.
That's powerful, man.
That's a fuck buddy. That's not a regular buddy. That's a fuck buddy.
That's why exactly. he wrote the song about her.
Well, I guess that counts. Mm. I mean, I left it open like you usually do. Friendship, friends, buddies, pals.
Yeah.
Danny's getting real excited about that.
About leaving it open?
Yeah.
All right.
Motel 6.
Leave it open.
You going to leave the light on?
Yeah. This is the second time we've played Warren on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mike Dempsey played, was it Under the Eaves?
Desperados.
Yeah.
Eaves. Yeah. Great song.
Yeah, man.
Great song.
It's good good shit there, man.
Yeah.
I think Dawes did a version of that on Letterman.
Oh, yeah, I think you showed me that before. I'm not real familiar with the band Dawes, except for that.
Yeah.
I discovered them for the first time a couple years ago. And I was like, wow, these songs are great.
I thought he said Dawes as Dawes, New York
Dawes. D-A-W-E-S, Dawes.
I'm sorry.
It's great.
It's my Southern Maryland slang.
I got one.
What do you got?
I would like to do, speaking of like Scott's, like it's just a buddy, or like what is this relation to? Fuck, it was a fuck buddy, right?
Apparently.
Sure.
My selection is going to be on the same kind of spectrum, but in a different light. It's the Lemonheads.
Oh, my you know
buddy.
What? You son of a bitch, I have that song on the playlist already.
Good, so we can seamlessly advance this thing.
Yeah, then act like I'm not. Now
there's no such thing.
Now we can act like, fuck you, dude.
Andy said it.
Now we can act like I'm not playing two songs. since we both chose it. Here we go, Lemonheads with Drug Buddy.
She's coming over, we'll go out walking, make a call on the way. She's in the phone booth now, I'm looking in, there comes a smile on her face. There's still some of the same stuff we got. Same stuff we got yesterday, yeah. I'm too much with myself, I won't be someone else. I'm too much with myself, I won't be someone. I'm too much with myself, I won't be someone else. So take off at Fiona's door, walk until it's light outside.
My Drug Buddy by the Lemonheads.
Yeah.
Great song.
I love my drug buddy. Mm. Yeah.
Coming at ya.
Yeah.
My Drug Buddy.
Long distance dedication to my drug buddy. My dog just died.
Right. So am I going to come out of an up-tempo goddamn record?
But imagine
drug buddy.
Yeah, we're going to take a different perspective on the friends and buddies, right? Uh-huh. Because, like us sitting here, we've been friends and buddies for a long time, and mm-hmm. we will be for our whole lives. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the beauty of it. I love you guys, and this is our friendship, and it's awesome.
Right on.
Where this perspective shows, he has a friend and a buddy, mm-hmm. but only because it's a necessity, this drug buddy. I love my drug buddy.
Wait a second.
I'm looking at it from that perspective as a listener.
Are yeah, you right. saying his drug buddy is his dealer?
It could be just a friend
or
that
just
does
a friend
drugs
that does
him.
Drugs with him. Okay.
And other than that, the friend is fucking useless.
Wow.
I mean, seriously, right? You get into that realm and like they're only good for that. They only connect on that level.
Okay.
And any other level, you're... It's like you didn't love me when I was broke, so don't come at me when I got $60.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Fucker.
$60 is $60.
You know what I'm saying?
I always had a more optimistic outlook about that song. I thought maybe, you know, after they cleaned up, they remained friends, but maybe they never cleaned up.
Yeah, maybe well, one I of love, them
and if they never cleaned up, they're still friends.
I love the juxtaposition of our two different outlooks on what we hear in the song.
Right on.
I like this.
Okay.
This is great. I see it from this side. You see it from the other side.
Andy, I'm
Andy,
interested.
Did you even know what we just did?
I did.
What is your
it
take
It reminds
on that?
Me of there's a show that was on HBO, and it's called Love Sick Dope or something like that.
Oh, Dope Sick Love, maybe.
Or Dope Sick Love, yeah.
Sick Dope
Did
love.
You see that show, Kevin?
Is it recent?
No. This was like... years ago. When I say years ago, I mean this was like probably 15 years ago that I watched it.
No, I never saw it.
Back when He's well, got a lot of years on us.
They took
like when the Sopranos. I was watching Sopranos.
All right. So what they did was the producers at HBO, whatever, they followed people who were heroin addicts.
Yes.
In New York City, I believe it was just New York City, and it was just the most interesting documentary that I watched. I think it was about four different couples. Or four different, you know, dope fiends or whatever that they were following around.
Mm.
And that song kind of reminds me of one of the couples.
Oh, yeah.
One of the couples was a guy and a girl.
Mm.
And they were young. The lady has since died from a drug overdose or something like that. Okay. Just bad health.
Did they announce that at the end of the episode?
No. She didn't die during the taping of this right. Thing. She died like maybe 8 years after that.
All right, tell me your point.
It's just that this song reminds me of that. I mean, yeah, man. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sad song.
It is a sad song.
You
it
decided
really is.
To leave us on a sad yeah. song.
No, we're not leaving on
you
that.
You didn't want to do Buddies, bitch.
Hey, we can play it right now, but
let's, oh, I see what's going
has
on.
Has anybody seen the Lemonheads live?
No.
No, and I regret
almost,
that.
Almost.
What'd you see?
I did almost, I said.
Oh, almost.
They were like at the Prince William County Fair back in like 01.
And somebody invited you.
And I got like within 15 miles and didn't make it.
Oh. You were driving through almost. Virginia and they were playing.
Yeah. I wish I could have. I really
dude,
like
15
the Lemonheads,
miles
man.
Is yeah, not yeah. even an almost.
The Lemonhead.
It's a hell
in
no.
Nova in Northern Virginia, 15 miles could be the difference between
it's
an
a
hour,
hell no.
Yeah. But the Lemonheads, I really liked the Lemonheads in the 90s.
Right
I
on.
Really did.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah.
I do have two of their albums.
Northern Virginia, I saw Evan Dando play at Iota Club in
Holy
Arlington.
Shit, really? I played yeah. there twice myself. He
really?
Played there?
Yeah.
That's great.
He was the headliner, of course. The opener was Ben Lee. I don't know if anybody's heard of him. He was good. Little, I should say. He was little back then. He was a kid, like, from Australia. Was it Ben Lee? Yeah, I think it was Ben Lee.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I remember that.
Anyway.
They had a great song about him. It was Ben Lee, if leaving is without you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Ben
wow.
Lee.
Oh, Kevin.
Anyway, at the end of that show, yeah. I remember him requesting from the audience if anybody has any prescription drugs.
I'm your conscience.
Evan Dando asked that?
Yeah, he was does anybody
wow.
have any prescription drugs?
If
you would
have had them, you know what you would have been? His
Fuck,
drug buddy.
His drug buddy.
High
five.
Full circle.
High
Full
five, dude.
Full circle. High five.
You know what? If we ended on this song, it would come full circle because we started with I'm Waiting for My Man.
Mm.
And that,
right,
I think, is your drug buddy.
It's a drug song.
He's yeah. your buddy that's bringing you drugs.
Right.
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 Wow.
Andy has been he's been rallying hard. He's been belligerent this whole night. I can't believe
he smacked me twice. You guys
like
didn't
animal.
Even see that. Right?
That was during the break. That's why we had to break.
Yes.
And he's been lobbying for another De La song. Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, why not? Let's yeah. have some fun.
Why not?
Why not? Nobody's listening.
This is...
Everybody say mine, mine, mine.
In what language?
English.
I love the smartness of this show. It's yeah. very smart.
Mm.
It's very
what?
Intellectual.
What is the name of the song, my friend?
Buddies.
Buddy.
Our buddy.
It's just Buddy.
B-U-D-D-Y.
Bubble Bam.
Buddy Beef. Buddig. I got a pack of Buddig.
All right, buddy.
How translucent can they get?
De La Soul.
You can see right through the meme. It's so thin.
What are we talking about?
How translucent can they get the meat? we're having a side.
From
bar.
Where? Who has translucent
bar.
Meat?
Buddig.
Buddig.
Carl Buddig beef. You ever got a pack of Buddig meat?
It's like lunch
no.
meat.
It's thin, so. It's
oh, maybe I have. Yes, yes.
That you can see through that shit.
Yeah, that shit's good.
It is good.
In fact, I think I got a pack of their hot dogs the last time I had a party, which was for Mark Raymond, the last episode that we had. And I think I got budding hot dogs, and they were fucking amazing.
Yeah. Budding doesn't fuck around.
Better than...
Friends and Budding.
Hebrew National. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Much better.
Peace. Prince Paul's the name, and I'm here to break down the definition of buddy. Buddy doesn't mean girl, or sex for that matter. Buddy simply means body. Bodies of all kind. So on that note, we begin with our video.
One's about the KOs, the knockouts out there who I call my buddy.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Now just wait, we're gonna talk about buddy on this plate. But before we let the herd out the gate, make sure all the levels are straight out.
The jungle, the jungle, the brothers, the brothers.
De La Soul, on a roll. Black medallions, no gold. Hanging out with bars, hanging out with mates. Buddy, 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 y'all in my face.
Fold the lap. Zembrowski must wear a cap, just in case the young girl likes to clap. Ain't for the win, but before I begin, I initiate the body with a slip
on the neck. I'm the keeper from a Tribe Called Quest. And if you quest for the body, don't fess. If the Jimmy wants nothing but the best.
The best?
The best. Let's stick out the Jimmy and see what we can catch.
Stick him up, Jimmy.
Next, won't be needed unless.
No, just turn it down a little bit, Kevin. This is our outro song.
No, it's not our outro song, but...
Oh, well, damn. Excuse me.
I've got a
close. Buddy.
Buddy.
Oh, you know what I was going to use, Kevin?
I'm not
to
buddy
be honest
guy
with you?
I'm not your guy, friend. Ain't your friend, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
I was going to ask you to play...
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to sound stupid now because we're recording, but...
I don't have that readily available. You're asking about a song that
because Kevin's my buddy, and I wanted to have him use one of his songs.
Oh, sweet
of you.
But that song has nothing to do with buddies, I don't think.
It does, because we're buddies.
See what he did there? Yeah, you're such a sweetheart.
Love
you, man.
I was going to use
Should
that.
We leave? Do you guys need a moment?
Yeah.
Well, turn the lights off, please.
Oh, on the way out, we'll turn the lights off. Yeah, absolutely.
So, what was bugging me throughout that song is, what is that bass line?
Do you think it was sampled?
It's absolutely sampled.
All right, what was the song called?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Dude, we're going to have to look that up off the air.
Oh, the song was called Buddy.
By De La Soul, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we're going to have to look that up off the air unless he can find it really quick.
I'm going
to
do it right now.
If I were to guess, I would say Chic.
Think it was. Is it the same bass line from Summertime by Will Smith?
No. Hell no.
It's close.
I think
it's
it is.
It's close.
I think it is. Danny's going to find out for us.
Yeah, you got to keep filling space while I'm looking here, right?
Talk amongst ourselves.
No dead air.
He knows how to do this. He's a professional.
You don't think it?
Well, hurry
James
up,
Brown
dipshit.
No, y'all talk while I'm.
Could be James Brown. I don't.
Well, we're
I
talking
think it's
now,
too light
and we've
to
been
be
talking for like 5 minutes.
James
now.
Brown.
What's
somebody
the
said Chic could be. I don't know. Where
do you,
the
do you guys know how to
go
fill time or what? Here,
no,
man.
We don't.
Just no, fucking.
All right, fuck it. I'm gonna call it and say that is the bass line from Summertime. If anybody knows, call in. And please call in at 240-925-8466. We also have another hotline number, 240-925-1175. Let us know what that sample is, and we'll give you a prize. Anyway, we're going to do the last song of the night, and it's by Rudy Ray Mord.
Rudy!
Did I just say Mord?
You did.
It's Rudy Ray Moore, a.k.a. Dolomite.
Okay, that's the background.
Yes.
We're going to all playlists.
My name is Dolomite.
To the Friends and Buddies playlist.
Put some weight on it.
Play. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, I got to tell you, guys, I never saw a Dolomite movie, and I regret it.
I don't think I've seen the original. I saw the Eddie Murphy movie about
Yeah, I saw that.
The remake, yeah.
I saw that. I know Andy has seen it. Have you seen original Dolomite movies?
I've seen a couple of them. Yeah. I haven't seen the first one.
Oh.
I've seen other movies where he was in.
So you've seen Dolomite movies. You just haven't seen the first Dolomite.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I haven't seen any.
So in the 70s, it's a little known fact that everybody knew Kung Fu.
Is that so? Please tell me more.
Well, every movie you see in the 70s, when they fight, everybody knows, are like black belts in Kung Fu.
Wow.
Okay. Have you seen any Dolomite movies?
No, by no means have I. I have not.
Andy Dorsey, have you seen a Dolomite movie in your life?
I have a feeling how the directing goes.
Yeah.
Is it a lot of like panning in quickly, like zooming into people's faces, like whoa?
Yes. Yes.
It just comes in quick and they're whoa.
So you've seen a lot of Kung Fu movies.
Oh fuck yeah.
From the 70s.
I just haven't seen any of those
Rudy Ray Moore.
And I'm only going with what I know as termination or terms of whatever. The black exploitation films. I didn't really watch any of that.
Yeah.
But I understand what they are, and I know that's probably filmed in the same kind of, genre, that style.
Yeah, yeah.
Very stylistic.
Yeah, well, it was the sign
of
the times.
Everybody knew Kung Fu, right?
Everybody knew Kung Fu.
They all went to Jun Ri.
Yeah.
Because when you choose Jun Ri self-defense, you too can say, nobody bothers
me. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, USA 1000. Jun Ri means fight for right.
Nobody bothers me.
Nobody bothers me either.
They could not air that today.
Written by Nils Lofgren.
Why not? True. Why couldn't they? Yeah, that's true. Nils Lofgren.
He wrote the theme song.
Yeah.
People would be pissed off.
When you choose Jun Ri's self-defense, then you too can say, nobody bothers me. It's fine. Okay, we got to stop this shit.
That was actually pretty good.
I don't. Johann, why is that offensive?
It's not.
To us, but someone would find it offensive.
I'm going to call USA 1000.
Us
right
singing it is offensive. We had horrible harmony on that.
Oh, yeah. The singing of us doing it is terrible.
But
I'm calling USA 1000 right now.
They. Okay. Put it up to the mic, please, when you do.
I choose Jun Ri's singing defense.
Yes.
I wonder if it works.
Yeah, let's check it out.
But you need an area code now. What's the area code?
1-800. No, wait.
No, it was just USA 1000.
Jun Ri
before self-defense. You needed that.
Okay, so what we need to do is figure out where Jun Ri was located.
Jun Ri died in 2008.
Bummer.
But his kids are running the dojo.
Yeah. Where, though?
Who knows where the dojo goes?
Bro.
Oh, God. I'm fucked up, man. I'm so drunk.
How do you spell Jun Ri?
Oh, it's definitely, it's J-O-O-N-R-H-E-E.
Oh, I was doing J-U-U-N.
No, you go J-O-O-N-R-H-E-E.
You know what? That does look better.
Exactly.
Jun Ri. What is it? R what? R-H-E-E.
Yeah.
Self-defense.
Right.
Arlington. Arlington, Virginia. So let's figure
703.
It's still open.
Is it 703?
That's a
Okay, here we go. Call it up.
Oh no. All right, you've already got it. You want me to do it now.
Okay, I'll do it. I'm sorry.
Are you calling 703 USA 1000?
Fuck yeah. 703.
Okay. Help with the USA
1000. U.
That's a
1000.
Yeah. Put it up to the mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're calling Jun Ri from 1978.
Ow. Didn't South Park do an episode where they went back in time like this?
One second. I have to take my phone off of Bluetooth.
Whoa!
Did you smell that? I'm so sorry.
Thank God I'm hard of smelling in my left eye.
So sorry. Here we go.
Hello? This is epic. This is epic, guys.
Here we go.
Yeah, he says it, here we go, but...
I'm sorry. Extension number 7038721000 didn't answer. You've reached the voicemail of...
Please leave a message.
So it is a real number.
That guy gets calls all the fucking time. You know it.
That's why he's not answering.
He's
yeah.
fed up with this shit, man. His number is USA 1000.
How many people do you think that number has gone through?
Oh, my God.
Five.
This is great.
Since what, like 1980?
Let's just say 1980 for the sake of argument.
Yeah, 1980.
41 years, you know.
And, well, when do you think Junry Self-Defense went out of business?
I would say probably 1990.
Okay, since 1990, how many people do you think that number has gone through? I would say at least 50.
That is fucking awesome.
And they're all pissed off.
Oh, that's great.
Who would have thought it would come down to this?
Please don't call these people, people. I'm going to edit that name out because I feel for that motherfucker real bad.
Wow.
Anyway, let me play this Dolomite song.
Yes.
And we'll see you guys later. I want to thank you guys. Andy, of course, as always, you're here all the time.
Thanks,
I don't want to thank
me,
you.
Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Danny Alvin, thanks for doing this.
Hell yeah, brother.
Everybody listen to the Southern Maryland Guitar Gurus podcast.
Everyone does.
And they're on hiatus right now, but check them out again in January for some live shows. And if this is the first time you're hearing about it, just go back and listen to the old ones. Scott Harsher, do you have anything to plug?
No.
No? No roofing supplies you want to?
No.
Is there any? Are there any
would you
roofing?
Like, would you like to plug your ass, sir?
You got any furniture? You got any furniture you're still trying to sell?
Oh, yes, yeah. You're
anything?
Trying, yeah, you're moving
Facebook
soon.
Marketplace / Scott Harsher.
Yeah.
Yeah, my
who doesn't want to plug their ass?
I don't know.
Would you like to plug your ass, Kevin?
Maybe later, Andy, but I'm trying to see if Scott has any furniture to sell.
Yeah, a little bit left.
What do you got?
I think a couple nightstands, but we actually kind of need them because we literally have nothing right now.
Damn, okay. I thought I was getting those.
Do you have any plugs to sell?
I don't have any plugs to sell. I got some IKEA chairs.
Right.
If anybody needs that.
I'm looking for plugs, man.
How about a groovy orange couch?
Are you really getting rid of the couch?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Where can people go to find that? Facebook Marketplace?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Facebook Marketplace. What should they look for? What are keywords to look for that?
IKEA couch.
IKEA couch. Look orange. For the orange one.
And then the IKEA chairs, the Poang.
And it should be Poang.
Poang.
Poang. I think that's the model.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And look for Scott's.
I like Poang.
Scott's smiling face with his wife.
I like to poo every day.
That's all the
shower.
Money goes toward my boat fund.
Right.
There you go. Let's make him Captain Scott.
Right on. Thank you guys very much. And thank you guys in the audience for listening. And we're going to go out on this.
Like a rat.
No good son of a gun. Yes, he did.
I had a friend. He treated me like a rat.
Sure enough.
But as long as I've got my health and strength,
goodness knows.
I'm not gonna go for that.
Not gonna go for that.
Now listen to me. When he was hungry, I sit him down to my table.
Yes, dear.
Let him eat all that he was able.
Hungry son of a gun.
He ate my chicken.
Chitlin stew.
And he drank my tea.
Drank up all my liquor.
And now he's trying to take my gal from me.
Do you
call that a buddy?
No.
Could that be
nobody.
No, no.
I believe I'll shoot my buddy.
Shoot that dirty dog. Shoot that dirty dog.
'Cause he's just a dirty dog. Now listen again. When I had 15 cents, I would loan him a dime.
Loaned him money.
Because I thought he was a friend of mine.
Sucker wouldn't pay me.
If I had 100 donuts, darn that cat's soul, I wouldn't even give him a donut hole.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
Do you call?
No, no.
Could that be your buddy?
No, no.
I believe I'll shoot my buddy.
Shoot that buddy.
'Cause he's just a dirty dog.
Son of a gun tried to wreck my home.
Yes,
after eating up my food, spending my money, I ought to shoot that insecure, no business born junkyard son of a gun.
Shoot him!
Shoot him!
This episode is dedicated to Mr. Miyagi, a.k.a. Moggs, a.k.a. Captain Miyagi. He was featured on one of our episodes for jumping on a table and eating some shrimp while we were recording. He was my cat, and he passed away a couple of weeks ago, and I'm really going to miss him. This is for him.
Cat ate the shrimp.